Does anyone have a copy? Who doesn't have a copy?
There's one here. Anyone needs?
Okay. Everyone have a copy? I actually have one extra copy.
One of each or is it the same thing?
All right. The only reason why I have to stop at 12 o'clock is because I was told I'm supposed to say the shmooze at 12 o'clock. Otherwise, I would just, like the Gemara says, the Chagiga, when Hashem created the world, so the world began to unfold and to evolve, and it continued. To say, die. So that would be the case in my situation. I say it without braggadocio that I basically grew up in the shadow of my father Chazal and my Rabbeim, Zecher Tzadikim Livracha, and I heard shiurim on the philos of Shemi and Kippur, not hundreds of hours, probably thousands of hours. The course of many, many years, especially from Rav Soloveitchik, who was really the most colossal figure in my life. And he taught me he had a love davening, not just love davening, but I look forward to Hashem and Yitzhak davening, Kol Hashem Kula. To me, it's the highlight of my year, and it's actually so central in my life that. Oh, there are no copies?
There's still three.
Totally elevated by it. I'm literally catapulted into a different world because of Shana Yom Kippur. Now, a lot of it has to do with the fact that I understand some of the tefillos. That was quite helpful. And that's what I would like to try to convey to you to the extent that I can in the short period of time that we have right now. So, you have in front of you the following. On page number one, more or less I Xeroxed page one, two, and three, actually. 15 items, which is more or less the Shmonesrei of Yom Rosh Hashanah, which has in it the additional brachos that we say, I'll describe it in a little while. The next page, there is a famous Hakdama to Tfilas Rosh Hashanah from the Siddur Agro. A very well-known Hakdama, Rav Soloveitchik used to read it on Erev Rosh Hashanah in Shir. Beyond that, there's Unesana Tokeh, which probably may be one of the most major Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah that we are familiar with. After that, there is the Hakdama to Tkiyah Shofar. As you can see, Tzilu Mem Zayin, Lamasech Mekorach Mizmar. And then, on the last page, is the Lamasech Mizmar, which is Father Malchios, and many have the minhag in Ashkenazic circles to say that on Rosh Hashanah night. The minhag of Rav Soloveitchik was to do the following, which is what the Rabbanim that I know also do. Many people say right after Shonesa, before Kaddish, the Minhag of Rav Soloveitchik was not to do that, he was a hefsek, and therefore it said after Kaddish. This is typical of the Briskers, those who follow the Gemara, who are makpid on the different types of interruptions in the davening. So I'm going to start by simply just maybe a general kind of hakdama to the Shmonesrei of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, specifically Rosh Hashanah we're talking about right now. As you know, that the regular Shmonesrei contains how many brachos?
19.
One bracha was added, the Gemara says, Shmuel HaKadon. There are three introductory brachas, which of course are called Avos, Gevuros, and Kedushas Hashem. That's the bracha of Magen Avraham. The second bracha is Gevuros, which ends, how does that bracha end? And the third bracha is called Kedushos, Kedushas Hashem, Atah Kodesh, Shuv HaKadosh, and ends with Hakel HaKadosh. And then that's followed by, in the Shmonesrei of the week, by 13 brachas of Bakasha, the Tevidi brachas of Shmonesrei, which are essentially Bakasha. There's a famous machlokes, the Babi Yerushalmi, what the essence of Shmonesrei is. What's more significant? Is Bakasha more significant, or is Shevach more significant? The beginning is Shevach, the middle is Bakasha. The last three brachas are called what?
Hodah.
Thank you. So you have these 19 brachas, and the question that the Babi Yerushalmi dispute, what's more significant, Shevach or Bakasha? So guess what? There's a machlokes, the Bavli Yerushalmi. The Bavli is of the opinion that the Iker of Shmonesrei is Bakasha. Because Bakasha essentially reflects the fact that a human being, that Jews, all of us, are kafuf to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We are in need of his, shall we say, beneficence, of his magnanimity, of his chesed. I didn't say anything yet. Just give me a few minutes if you don't mind. And therefore, Bakasha essentially reflects the very essence of what we're all about. Namely, we are hapless, hopeless, weaklings. That's a very important yisod in Tzvilah when you approach Hashem Yisbarach. I spoke on Shabbos, if you remember, when we spoke about the Davar Hashem Ori, I said there is, in the first Baruch Hashem essay, a letter that does not appear. I don't know if any of you remember which letter does not appear in the first Baruch Hashem essay. The letter Pei, that's Rabbi Bechai, it's not my Kiddush. And the idea is because Ein Lanu Peh, we don't have the temerity, we don't have the audacity, we don't have the, shall we say, the chutzpah to come before Hashem Yisbarach and ask for this and ask for that. As a matter of fact, in this essay over here, which is the Psicha Latzilas Rosh Hashanah from the Siddur Agra, a very famous question that the Pesukim talk about at great length is discussed, and that is, am I allowed to ask Rosh Hashanah for my own private tzrachim? I have all kinds of needs. Parnasa, health, v'chulu v'chulu, a litany of needs that are so overwhelming and so manifold and so multi-hued and so multicolored that it's almost impossible not to. How can I, as a human being, since Bakasha is the very essence of what tefillah is all about, how can I ask Hashem, how can I not ask Hashem for all of my tzrachim and Rosh Hashanah? But what is the ideal, says Rav Chaim Volozhin and the Gra? The ideal is not to ask for any of my personal tzrachim on Rosh Hashanah. I should be mevater. I should waive that notion. Just give me a few more minutes. And basically, we have an order here, a pecking order. I should waive that, shall we say, that notion, and just completely subordinate myself to Ribbono Shel Olam, because what's happening on Rosh Hashanah, as you know, is we are, as the Baal HaTanya called it, the night of coronation. Baal HaTanya writes Barichas on this topic, very beautifully. So, again, going back to the regular Shemoneh Esrei, we have 19 brachas, 3 at the beginning, 13 in the middle, 3 at the end. That's the classic skeletal structure of the Shemoneh Esrei, as you know. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, what do we do? We eliminate which part of the Shemoneh Esrei? The Bakasha element. 13 brachas, the Gemara says in brachas, that those 13 brachas are eliminated. Instead, we institute what bracha? Called the bracha of Kiddush HaSayom. The bracha that says, Bekadosh HaShabbos, Bekadosh Yisrael Bazmanim. The Gemara points out that's Sugi Brachas, it's the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch as well. Let's say, inadvertently, sometimes it happens. It's happened to me more than once. On Friday night, I start davening. And sadly, I forget that it's Shabbos. And I start after Choni and Nodim Das. We get to the first three Brachas.
Did you realize
one moment. There are two others before you. And so, what's the din? The halacha is you continue. The halacha is you have to finish that bracha. Why? Says the Gemara in Brachas, because inherently, there's no stira to the idea of Bakasha on Shabbos. No stira whatsoever. However, Chazal eliminated the brachas of Bakasha on Shabbos because, let's put it in a very, shall we say, homiletic kind of way, because of only Shabbos. Because they don't want you to be bitzar. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. The Gemara points out that Bekoshi hitiru lebakechelu b'Shabbos. Bekoshi hitiru lebachim haveilu b'Shabbos, because it brings about tzar. And Shabbos lo'ini ditna v'lo tzar. That's what Chazal say. Shabbos is given for oneg and not for tzar. So therefore, Bakasha, which automatically, the fact that I'm in need of so many tzrochim, that automatically engenders tzar. We want to eliminate that on Shabbos, but Ba'ofin Ekroni, according to the Babli, there's no problem. Yushalmi Yisrael. Yushalmi holds this an Isra Bakasha on Shabbos. And that's a fascinating issue in and of itself. And I heard over the years, Shiurim, first from Abraham Soloveitchik Zatzal in the 60s on this topic. And then I heard from Abraham Lichtenstein Zatzal on this topic. And then I heard from Soloveitchik on this topic as well. Three Gdali Yisrael who addressed this topic. There's a lot of material on this, a lot of literature on the issue of the Isra of Bakasha on Shabbos. There are many, obviously, contradictions, because our tefillah is full of Bakasha. Anyone who studies the tefillah carefully, you will not imagine how much Bakasha there is. Rav Soloveitchik had a practice, which is also a meaning of Chabad. Sorry, I didn't see you. I'm sorry. Meaning of Chabad, not to say, on Shabbos Mevorchim, not to say the tefillah of Yehi Rasam Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Shetechadish Shalim Esachadish Hazeh. Why? Because what are we asking in that tefillah? All Bakoshes. And then we start. Besita Manu, Chaim Arukin, Chaim Shal Shalom, Chaim Shal Teva, Chaim Shal Bracha. So they eliminated that tefillah because that's a violation of Yerushalmi. There's an Isur Bakasha Shabbos. Even though according to the Babli, there's no Isur, but we tend to be noted to the Yerushalmi in this manner. Sometimes you pass along the Yerushalmis. And so that was their practice. Most of Klal Yisrael says it because there's plenty of other Bakasha that we say in the tefillah as well. So we're saying other Bakasha. Basically said that Bakasha as well. But coming back now to the basic Shmoneh Esrei, I didn't forget both of you. I didn't forget you either, Joey. Coming back to the basic Bakasha, so we have 19 brachas. And then on Shabbos Yom Tov, we have one bracha in the middle of Kedushas Hayom. And in marked contrast, as you know, on Rosh Hashanah, the intermediate Shmoneh Esrei contains, or the middle Shmoneh Esrei contains three additional brachas. Namely, Malchios, Zechonos, and Shechonos. Azal, and it's derived from Sukkim, Ad Kedei Kach, where there's a Rashi, twice in Rashi, once in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and once in Chumash, where Rashi comments that the notion that we blow Tkiya Shofar in the context of Shmoneh Esrei is what we do, correct? The Gemara has Machlokes Tanoim, the Mishnah has, but we blow the Tkiya Shofar in Shmoneh Esrei together with Malchus Zechonos V'Shofar, as a Din Baraisa. That's how Rashi understands it, that's what the Kaf HaSmor writes in his Perish on Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and that Rashi needs a lot of discussion too. But that's Shitas Rashi. In Pashu Pshad, generally most of Shonim assume it's Asmach Tavalman, it's a Din Da'avonim, the fact that we combine the Tkiyos with the, shall we say, the Malchus, the Chodesh, and Shofros, that's what we blow. There's a whole discussion about that, as I said, the Mishnah, Machol Tanoim, 3 days in the Mishnah, when exactly we're supposed to blow the Shofar. And we pass in that we blow the Shofar, as I just mentioned, in the context of Malchus, the Chodesh, and Shofros. You see that here in the Shmoneh Esrei. So you have now three new themes, or three new brachas that are introduced in Shmoneh Esrei or Rosh Hashanah. So let me just mention before again, you speak, I didn't forget you yet. I'm just long-winded, as you probably know, that the Gemara writes in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara writes very clearly that, and that's a din of Shulchan Aruch as well, that how many psukim are we supposed to actually recite in each of these new brachas, Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofros? So the answer is they're divided into three sections. I'm going to discuss that in a little while, maybe an hour from now, what the three sections are. I'm happy you're sitting comfortably, Joey. Make sure you're very comfortable. Because if not for the shmooze, I'd have to give it 12 o'clock, I would go on to 5, at least.
Oh,
why 5? Because I have to say another shir. Anyway, it's not for that, I would just go on my merry way. Anyway, but you'll see in a little while, as I'm going to show you, and I think it's very significant, that there are going to be psukim associated with Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofros. We'll discuss that in a few moments. But the Gemara said the following. The Gemara says that there's a, and this is what I will show you, I'll discuss it, I'll just right now briefly outline the idea. Namely, there are three parts to Malchios, three parts to Zechonos, and three parts to Shofros. And if you study Shmoneh Esrei, it is gorgeous, it is beautiful beyond beautiful, it is so wondrous and so outstanding that when I am davening Shmoneh Esrei Rosh Hashanah, I am literally, I'll can't finish her. I'm in the clouds. I'm not standing on terra firma. I'm in a different place. And I hope you, Mr. Hashem, will also be in a different place. Hashem, I didn't win. There are two before you. There are three before you. You're number four. On the pecking order. 1 second. I can finish what I want to say. And that is that they're going to be psukim, that are going to be found. And the rule of thumb is the following. There's a hakdama. There'll be a preamble to Malchios, a preamble to Zechonos, a preamble to Shofros. Following that, we have 10 psukim. 10 psukim of Malchios, 10 psukim of Zechonos, 10 psukim of Shofros. And those 10 are divided also. The Gemara said they're divided into Shloshim and HaTorah, Shloshim and Aksuvim, Shloshim and Nevi'im. What's the order again? Torah, Suvim, Nevi'im, not the classic order which normally is Torah, Nevi'im, Suvim, Tanakh. But the order is Torah, Suvim, Nevi'im. And the Rishonim already asked the Kasha, Taisa on the spot, the Ritva, the Ramban, the Rashba. Everyone asked the Kasha, more or less to give the same answer, with the exception of Rabbi Soloveitchik, who's got his own answer, Kedarko. But anyway, so that is the intermediate section, and then it ends, the ninth pasuk is, as I said, three from the Torah, three from Ksuvim, three from the Nevi'im, one from the Torah, the last pasuk comes from the Torah, and then we have the third section, which I'll call a summation. When you write, I don't know if anyone writes anymore, no one seems to write English anymore from what I understand, no one seems to speak English coherently either, maybe the two people in Yeshiva speak English coherently, I've yet to find them, but anyway, you have this, the last pasuk is from the Torah, and then you have the summation. the last paragraph, means there are three sections of Malchios, three sections of Zichronos, three sections of Shofar. I'll describe it in a little while, etc. Obviously, the verses of the Psukim that have been quoted are basically the Rabbanim. And Chazal actually found an allusion to it, which is the Asmachta from Chumash, that the Torah says, in Ba'alois, the famous passage, V'yoyim chastem, v'mo'adeichem, v'broshei chachechem. Uskatem achatzotzos ala losechem yalzim teshalmechem v'oyu lachem mezikaron lefei elokechem ani Hashem elokechem. So the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara points out that it derives from different parts of the Pasuk, these three ideas of Alpios, Zichronos, and Shovet. It says at the end of the Pasuk, v'oyu lachem mezikaron lefei elokechem ani Hashem elokechem. So it says in the very beginning, uskatem, you shall sound. Which part do you think is, which of the three brachas is relevant to that Pasuk? Shofros, correct. V'ayu lachem l'zikaron, which one is that? Zichronos. And then, ani Hashem Elokeichem, is a hint to what? Balfios. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, I think on Mamad Beis, the Gemara points this out, and this is therefore a rabbinic, b'drabanan, and I should mention, probably, I once heard from Rabbi Levitzel, it's a chiddush. I heard also many shurim from Rabbi Levitzel on this topic, and there's also a very beautiful sefer, which I suggest you buy today. I wouldn't even wait till tonight. Rabbi Levitzel has sichos to chamishim anshei Torah that are luscious. You could actually make a bracha according to my understanding. Ask me which bracha, okay? Al zeish makom ladun. But he also has sichos Rosh Hashanah, and in the sichos Rosh Hashanah, he analyzes literally Malchios and Chazon Hashem. It's about half the sefer. Someone told me they translated it into English, so that means it's available to everyone. But it's kedai to read the Hebrew. His Hebrew is Latin, literally. He speaks in gorgeous Hebrew. His Hebrew is with mellifluity. M-E-L-L-I-F-L-U-I-T-Y. A mellifluous Hebrew. But I never saw Shlita, but Rabbeinu Rabbeinu speaks. And it's kedai to purchase that sefer. Purchase the other five svarim as well. I don't know if they translated the svarim in Chumash into English. I'm not sure, did they? And in Musag, I don't know. But I do know that the Svarim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are by my side, but I heard the Shurim from him many times. I went 8 years to Shurim with David Levinson. Many years ago, when I came to Yisrael, which is 24 years ago, I decided I needed a Rebbe, Salim. You weren't around, so I didn't know what to do. So I, Joey wasn't around, he was busy napping. Anyway, so I went and looked around to find someone who would agree with my Ashkafis. Trust me, I didn't find anyone. But I found another Gadol, a guy who read the Levinsol Shlita, whom I adore, revere, venerate, and love. And I've been to him many, many times. Anyway, I started going to his Sichot. He said that time Sichot in Shivat HaKotel. I used to say it one night a week, from 10:30 to 11. And at that time, there were five people attending Sichot. It was pretty...
Shmer.
Right. It was not a good matzah, let's put it this simply. Who went to the Shurim? Five people. Rabbi Chanoch Tella. There's Rabbi Rablowski in Shver. And then there was the Rav in Efrat, who has a high school there, also went. He has a brother who's a Rav in England. Oh, I'm sorry? I don't think he has a brother in, as far as I know, in England. Maybe he has a long lost brother I'm not familiar with. No, Rabbi Riskin was not there. Hashem should be Baruch Yomav. Where was I up to? Oh, yes. So the second person was Avi Kimchi. He's the one who has a brother in England. He's a Rav, very Chashev Rav. He's also very Chashev Rav. Has a very famous high school in Efrat. I'm not familiar with it. Ani makir et ha'yudi hazeh kvar shanim rabot. And there were another person, Avishai David. I actually know him. And he also came to the shir. And it was in Yishuvat HaKotel, which was a very expensive place, Medrash. And it was really empty. At that time, Yeshiva Yotam was not Baruch Hashem. And since, shall we say, the star has risen, thank God, Baruch Hashem. Okay. And so I used to go to the Shia from 10:30 to 11. I went for 8 years. And then at 11 o'clock, I didn't leave. All the others left. And I went to be Malabeh Harav Nevitzel. He didn't ask me to be Malabeh, but that was irrelevant to me. And I went to be Malabeh. I said, walk him until about 12:30 at night. Every single Monday night. That's what I did for approximately 8 years. He used to walk around. And then he said, David Matau said, I said, I'm Malabeh Tarab. His din shall be mui. That's a din. They're supposed to be Malabeh Rab. He was kind enough to Achnasas Ochim. I was like his Oreach. The Gemara in Seita, the Pasha Negla Rufa, with the thread of the Chaitin, Yadenu Lashavka Sadam Azeb, Enenu Lago, at least Dalaramis, so he would walk in circles, and I would walk with him in circles. And basically, what did I do? I would hack up my chayne for an hour and a half. How do you translate hack up chayne? I would knock on his tea kettle for an hour and a half. I make him crazy with my silliness, with all my questions, with all my chidushim, with all my shaylos. And that's how I developed a relationship with Dr. Bendisol. And after that, I used to call him at all hours of the day and all hours of the night. That time he was actually more available, and today, unfortunately, Dr. Bendisol passed away several years ago, and he's not so accessible. His children protect him. But I called him. I remember once I called him at 4 a.m. Something bothered me. I called up the Rav. I said, "Lecha Rav." So what happened was is that usually he used to answer the phone. But this time, his Rebbetzin, Alei HaShalom, answered the phone at 4 a.m. So I was shocked. I hit the behelim. So she said to me, "Zeh Aloshim." She knew who I was. David, yesh lecha shaon? Do you have a watch? So I said, "La." At that moment, my watch was not on my arm, so I didn't have a watch. But I knew it was 4 o'clock. She said, "Ata yodea ma hasha'a akshav?" I said, "Ken, ze arba. Ma baya?" And he calls me, "Kasher ma ba arba, b'shaot elu." She says, "Ha'im ze normali?" I said, "Lama lo? Is this normal?" I said, "Why not?" She says to me, she quotes to me a chazal, Rebbetzin Nevetzel, "Lo ibri laila el l'shina." They took yourselves. One says, "Lo ibri laila el l'shina." One says, "Lo ibri laila el l'girsa." Supposed to live at night. So I said, "Well, this time I adopted the second, not the Shina one, but the Girsa one. And therefore, I'm calling the Rav." She says, "Ani lo chashev sheze davar hagum, litkasher b'shaot keilu." I said, "Ani kva dibati marav b'shaot keilu, kama panim, b'rav b'atzmo, another telephone." He himself answered the telephone, Rabbi Levinson. He had Rahmanas Abi. I don't understand that. He had Rahmanas Abi on a lost soul. That's why he answered the telephone. Make a long story short, she told me I should not call at that hour anymore. Okay?
So what can I do?
What?
Did you listen to her?
No. I didn't call at 4. I sometimes call 4:02, 4:03. So I say this because I heard from Rabbi Nevinsol. He thought there was another illusion. The Gemara does not say this, but he was mechadish this illusion. To me, it's not Pashup Shah. He said there's another illusion to blowing the shofar in the context of these psukim, Machazon shofar. Because it says, Vayiban Torah, Vayin kol ha-shofar, holech v'chazik mo'ed. Remember that pasuk in Yutes, in the Pashup Yisrael? It said, kol ha-shofar. I still didn't get all of it, but I'm just in the middle of my reverie. So therefore, Chazal, the Gemara in Erechin, Velokim Yanena B'Kol. So the Gemara actually dashes that pasuk. The Gemara says it refers to regarding the kol. And Rashi says that Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to sing since he was from Sheva Levi, but Moshe was commanded to supplement verbally the sound of the kol haShofar. That's what Rashi writes there in Maseches Erechin. So anyway, whatever the case is, Rabbi Nevinsol felt that this also is a reference here to this, what you have in front of you, in the Malkus of Ezra Shofars. There's a link between the Tkiyas Shofar and the singing of the Beis HaMikdash. It means basically that every tzivui, to blow the shofar, is also accompanied by a requirement to accompany it with some song or some verbal expression. That's what he felt. But anyway, this is the idea of Malkus of Ezra Shofars. And I will now encourage, and obviously you may now ask, what was the order? Number one.
Shiva said there was machlokes between Kali and Yerushalmi as to what was
part of it. That's in general the question of Bakosha and Shabbos. I'm allowed to have Bakosha and Shabbos. By the way, just think for a moment. You daven on Shabbos, obviously, all of you. How many times do we have Bakosha and Shabbos in the tefillah besides this? The tefillah I mentioned on Shabbat Baruchim, tell me, where else do we have it? Number one?
Sim Shalom.
Sim Shalom. And the Chabakoshik, that'll be nice. Right, the Shemon Esrei. Yeah, Bakosha. One second, what?
After Shemon Esrei on Marib, isn't it?
Was it the Marib on Friday night? What's the Mogen Abbas? Mogen Abbas is a Din Shemon Esrei. By the way, the Minig of Rasul Medjiz, what I do as well, is to stand with your feet together. Ki'ilu Shemon Esrei. Mogen Abbas is like a...
Like a repetition, like
it's a Reish Chazar Sashat, so the Shemoneh Esrei of Maariv on Friday night. So we stand with our feet together. But why are you asking Nitzav Dad, what's over there? Nugget of Zadar, Chai Vesma. One second. I'll review it with you. Okay, I'll tell you, Shane Kamo. This is the third, those are the three brachas right there. Mogin Os Mitzvaro, Mechani Mesev and Ma'amaro, Okei HaKadosh Shem Kamo. Next, what comes after that? Aniach the Yom Shabbos Kotchu. What bracha is that? Kivam Rasa Aniach Lahem. That's the bracha Kedush Hayom. That's the middle bracha that we have every Shabbos. Next. The fun of Na'avod Yir of Afachad is which bracha? Na'avod, Modin, Benov Delishma, B'chol Yom Tom. Main bracha is the bracha of Kel Ha'odos. Adon HaShalom Asim Shalom. So you got the entire Shemesh there packaged in. So our meaning is that is our salvation. It's our Hakalom to stay on my feet together. Dafke and Magen Olas. Okay, well, I'm not sure why you asked the question.
Is that not like...
There's no Bakasha there. No Bakasha there at all. It's a praise of the Shemesh, right? And the reason the Gemara says, why were they Misaki and Magen Olas for people who came late, etc. And therefore, you give them a chance to catch up. But there's no Bakasha there. That's fine. That the... Dr. Tula said, oh, what's that? Let's finish with them first. Yeah, next. What's that? You weren't on the second one. Go ahead. Who else is here? Oh, Joey. Sorry, 1 second. Oh, you didn't ask the question yet. 1 second. One moment. One second. What?
You wrote someone's question as well.
You wrote someone's where? You could say that's not part of Shmanesi. They were showing you right at the end of the first paragraph of Brachas. That's not punishment, I say. So let's assume that's not a good example. I'm asking you, davening of Shabbos, where do you see Bakosha? It's all over the place. The Sagar was mentioned till now. What? They just asked that. But let's assume that's not punishment, I say. Let's say that's an appendix. An appendage to Shmuel Esrei. After we share the Rashba, the Rashba, the Brachas.
What's that?
Put aside that the Yiratz, and I'm asking you, in the davening itself, is there any other Bakasha and Shabbos in the davening? No. Okay, no chavodus. You bring the examples, which are really the end of Shmuel Esrei. And one could argue is if part of Shmuel Esrei, tomorrow is the end of the first Brachas of Brachas. You probably learned that. Maybe before you were born, maybe after you were born. Anyway, Al-Kan just saw at the end of the first paragraph of Brachas, Yishonim really discuss whether it's considered to be an integral part of Shemesh or not. Give me an example in the actual davening. The end of the Shemesh. Where is that? The fact that Kasha from Mitzay. Now, you really should ask another Kasha, which is also a very significant Kasha. And also, let you ask this Kasha as well. He said, what's the point of it say? But you're 100% right. It say sounds like Bakasha. We ask Hashem to be desirous of our tefillos. But why is that, shall we say, why is that bracha necessary when we have a bracha prior to that? Shema Kolein Hashem Elokeinu, it's the same bracha. Why are we repeating this idea to an esrei? So of course, what's the answer? Tzvedinim. Everything is tzvedinim. Everything's a dialectic. Everything's brisk. Torah began a brisk and ended a brisk. Anyway, so the... Brisk is Bashamayim, so don't worry. Anyway, so the...
They're
Tzvei Dinim. What are these, the difference between Shema Koleinu and Ritzei? Why is one necessary? Why is Ritzei necessary? But yes, can good Kasha. It is Bakasha. The answer is, it's a Bakasha, which is essentially founded upon the Gemara Brachas. Gemara in the fourth paragraph has Macholim Stanoim, Macholim Samaroim, where the Tefillah connected Ovas Tiknam, or Tefillah connected Tefillah Tiknam. Correct? Tefillah, Shema Nesvei, is corresponding to what? Either the Ovas, or the Saki Tefillahs. Which Ovas? And once I saw a very nice Russia, a sefer from Shai Lovi, on that topic. Anyway, nice Russia on that. Anyway, Kitzer, so that's one makar for the idea of tefillah. Tefillah can negate Ovas Tiknam. There's a second makar. Kinei Kabbalah, Kinei Tefillah Tiknam. These are the two ideas that are embedded. Shema Koleinu is mitzad the connected Ovas Tiknam. Mitzad the, yes, you can turn on the air, please, otherwise we should asphyxiate here. And the other one, Ritzei, is connected to Karbanos. He said, Medina, he said he didn't feel there was a... okay, but there are other tefillos also that have something to do with Bakasha. Oh, good. Zenai Neinu, which is really part of that same group of tefillos of Ritzei. Abba Rabba Atanu Hashem Elokeinu. We say it every day. We say it on Shabbos. Chem lo g'day lo b'sechem al-tolein. We ask Hashem ha-Rachmanis on us. But okay, I'll give you again, excellent. Or in the Brichas Hamazon, you show me in Brichas, this is Kasher already. The Brichas Hamazon sounds like Enducha Bakoshik, the other results. Re'enu, Zuneinu, Panaseinu, Kapoleinu. Wow. So you show me answers. And yes, my Brichas Hamazon, you show me answers. Teifes Brachon Kachu. That's the standard text. That's the uniform text. What kind of an answer is that? Sounds like a Malafatish answer. But whatever the case is, I can't discuss that right now. It's to another shir. But anyway, I'm just saying to you, there are many violations of this. For example, Brich Shmei. Do you say Brich Shmei on Shabbos?
Yeah, yeah.
People sing. They sing some digging. Bay, 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 I'm not wrong. I go to Chutzal. Shmei Kaddish. Sing it, don't have no what they're saying.
But
they get
from the crusade.
I'm not talking about the thing. One second. May Ramah Kadomach, that may be the will of Hashem. When I say that, I stop crying. Hashem should open up my heart to Torah. Next, what does he have for that? And what does that mean? He should fulfill the desires of my heart and the desires of all Tzav Yisrael. So that's Bakosha. So there are those who don't say it on Shabbos, don't say the entire Brich Shmei. Plus the fact that Sefer Chaim said that he didn't say in the Brich Shmei, I know after the Kutcha Bricha, we sing it. There's a beautiful thing. What did I sing in the Shiva? I know. I can say I'm everybody, but it's all very severe. Chavetz Chaim could say it. I have no problem saying it. So Chavetz Chaim could say it. He held he wasn't going to be an evident of Avraham's
source, Mitzvah, Shayyarat, Yalla. All of you have an iPhone, you can't sing the song.
Roy, basically. Okay, I can't comment. What's that? You have the question yet?
No.
Sure. What's that? Let's finish. Sali, what's that? What do you want to tell Sali? Just 1 second. Yeah, Sali, go. Yeah, so that is also often quoted. They say the name of the Grah, but however I heard from others, not like that. And they said it's the tshuva of the Rabbi Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yisrael Zunenfeld. You know Rabbi Yisrael Zunenfeld? Sali, he's probably your relative. Rabbi Yisrael Zunenfeld is the Rabbi Yerushalayim. He has a tshuva called Salvas Chaim. And also, I'm Shlomo Zalman Roybach. I heard from myself in 1971. I asked him this question about saying the Harachamot. So he told me, I'm Shlomo Zalman Roybach, can it shatten? Will it hurt you if you say the few more Harachamot? That's what he told me. So I say Harachamot. I don't follow everything that I grow up, and maybe Rabbi Shechter does, but I don't. But the Zalman Chaim also says something of similar nature. You're right. And the Chabakoshik, Golem Yisrael. We're asking Hashem for all kinds of. Okay, finish your question. You got it 20 minutes ago. What's going on here? Yeah.
So between the last locus, between...
I haven't done Shabbat. Anything yet. I haven't spotted. Go ahead.
Why doesn't anyone hold that hotel is the most important question?
That what?
That hotel is the most important question.
Now, this requires a separate share. But I explained earlier, if you heard my initial remarks, essentially, Bakosha reflects the fact that I am kofuf to be Bershon, that I'm dependent on Hashem. I am not, people like to think that if they're, let's say, wealthy, or if they're not wealthy, they think that I control the world, I direct my affairs, I manage everything. That's not the case. In a second, a person's life can change very drastically, and the pitzoliyut of life is something which is, as always, we can speak about the vulnerability of man, many rushes he said on this topic, and therefore, it would seem that Bakosha, the fact that I turn to Hashem is Barach, to assist me, to help me, to be my guide, my GPS, my ways, that itself, on the contrary, that's what tefillah is all about. Tefillah essentially is the fact that I'm dependent on Hashem. That's expressed more in Bakosha than it is in Shevach Odom. The Babli, as I said, holds this, the Shami disagrees. Okay, but this is a separate discussion which I really don't want to have, I'm being honest with you, but I did partially answer your question. Okay, next. Yes.
Adam, stupid question.
There's no need for such abdomen, besides the fact that it's a shame of Sheker and a few other things. Go ahead.
No, it's really not a good question.
Just say it.
I'll say. The Rosh Yeshiva said that when he's in Rosh Hashanah and davening, he's on Kanpei Nisharim.
Right. So. Even though there's a street here called Kanpei Nisharim, I'll tell you what I mean. I used to drive from St. Louis. There's a city in the United States called St. Louis. Those who come from New York are not aware that anyone who lives outside New York City. Despite them, only think that everyone lives in Flatbush. Or whatever the case is, Ordeal, or maybe L.A., that's about it. Do you think there are any Jews living outside those areas? No, thank you. Anyway, so I used to drive from St. Louis to New York to hear our Solovich. It's 22 hours of driving. My kids were very young. It's in the early 80s. So they're still saying shiur. Probably she was already weaker. Anyway, so I told them that no drinking for 3 days, only 2 pit stops from no drinking. This was no problem. And then I drove there, 22 hours, came to the shiur. After the shiur, the Jewish law show, the Yartzeit shiur, whatever it was, sometimes in Yiddish, sometimes in English, I didn't have to drive back. The car was being driven, I can't finish on. The malachim were essentially accompanying me on the way back. They drove the car. It was like an Uber before Uber came to be. It was unbelievable. Because after that shiur, I was wafted on a magic carpet operation. Just like the time Yonasan Brazil writes, that night, he says in that pasuk, that night, Klal Yisrael were wafted to Yerushalayim, and they brought the carpet Pesach, and they went back in Mitzrayim. As they stayed in Kamei Yonasan Brazil, we still learn from my father's friend of Bracha, Tachm Yonasan, with the Tachm Onklos, I mentioned the other day. Anyway, the kids are, so I didn't have to drive anymore. It was the car was already, what's the term? Self-driven. Autopilot. It was autopilot.
Cruise control.
Cruise control. Yeah. I was cruising away. Wow. That shear that the Rav gave, the Chuvah Drasha, held me for an entire year. I was literally in a different place. Okay, so what were you asking?
Yeah, so I was going to ask, is there a narrow discussion what Yisharim really are? Are they eagles?
Kenyan Shemitah. I used it as a, shall we say, a literary device, as an analogy.
I said I didn't want to ask the question.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
No, tell me. But
this is on topic.
Okay, good. You will not last very long without a celebration shiur. So it's none of you. Go ahead. Yes.
The Rav mentioned.
I'm sorry. So you'll get a tashlum. Yeah.
Rosh Hashiva mentioned that there was a Rav that wouldn't ask for anything.
He says in the Hakdama, in the Siddur Agro, that ideally, I'm going to get to that in a few moments. I want to discuss it. I have not done anything yet. Right. It's not even a preamble. Anyway, so he writes in that Hakdama, ideally, one should only ask for one thing. Hashem should be coronated. We want to give Hashem, put a crown on his head, accept his malchus, accept his kingship, accept his sovereignty. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Now the davening. The malchus is not only in Shemoneh Esrei. The whole davening is sprinkled with references, allusions to malchus. The fact that Hashem is melech. That's the most important theme of all Rosh Hashanah. So that's why he writes, ideally, but I'll be honest with you, as I mentioned before, I unfortunately have so many problems and so many likuyim and so many shortcomings and so many handicaps and so many peccadillos, I have no choice but to ask Hashem for my tzrachim. I'm a pitiful, hapless, hopeless creature. As a result, I have no choice but to ask for tzrachim. But he writes ideally, he should not do so. Okay, Joey, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Okay. You mentioned that driving 22 hours. Just a quick question: is there a clue of minion when you're driving 22 hours?
This one's impossible. What do you think? I missed a minion. My father, Shalom, was back with that field of Betzibor, and so is his son. Not as much as my brothers. I have brothers about tzaddikim. I am not of that ilk. Halavai should be a ben of me. But I'm talking about the Amma. The shit is not the Balatanya. But Kitzur, I'm not going to tell the Tiva. What do you think? I didn't stop along the way to Davin?
Well, like, where? Like, if you're from St. Louis, New
York? Again, if you're from Flatbush, or you're from places that you live in, what do you call it? But there are a few spots in the five towns. I don't know what happened. They got lost, apparently. But anyway, Kitzur, if you're from Flatbush or Deal or with the Fixed Vadim in the five towns, etc., so then you think that there are no Jews outside of that area. Guess what? There are Jews living all across the United States. And the many little cities from St. Louis to New York. I don't know if you know the route. There are some cities with minyonim and rabbonim and some fine members of Talmud.
I don't
believe
it. Okay, what's the point of getting into that? That's not going to get us right now. Anything else? If this is going to be the Tashlumin, then we're in trouble. Go ahead.
Speaking of shofar, is there like an Indian to like close your eyes when you're in the shofar?
You're aware of the fact that our Soloveitchik was very fond of the Balatanya. Very fond. He knew it by heart. Mila b'mila. I'm not joking. Mila b'mila. Apparently, he learned it when he was 6 or 7 years old. So I also studied the Tanya. When I went into the yeshiva, and that's a celebratory. So I used to leave the yeshiva on Motzei Shabbos at 12 o'clock at night. The reason why, because the Rosh Yeshiva was not happy about people leaving the yeshiva, especially. Where was I going? I was going to Rehov Balatanya and Meir Sholem, and there I learned Tanya the entire night every Motzei Shabbos. And then it was done the Sinkah in the morning, and then we had this very fascinating breakfast, which basically was with potatoes, boiled eggs, and bromfin. You know what bromfin is? A lot of, shall we say, what would you call it? Hard liquor. That's what they eat in the morning for breakfast. And it's Chabadnikim. In the Kitzer, so I learned the entire Sefer Tanya. Gorgeous, gorgeous Sefer. So the Tanya writes about Tanya, one of his most beautiful pieces. And it's actually, Rav Soloveitchik brought many vices from Chazal, from Gemara's, and Skedaka Bakedesh. That shofar, what exactly is the whole idea of shofar? Shofar is really another form of tefillah. It's a way that we express, shall we say, our heartfelt pleas to Hashem Yisbarach. Bring me a raya. Bring me 10 rayas. But even bring me one. Five town. Bring me one raya. That shofar is the main tefillah. The answer is, what's the raya? Chana is the Gemara in Brachas in the fifth paragraph. What does that have to do with price in China? It's true that she was the one who was mechadish tefillah. That she was all the halachas of tefillah derived from Chana. The Gemara says in the Brachas that Kama Hilchos the Gvirta. The most legal mishnah of Chana. Right out, Gams Vaseh Aloi is called the Shamea. Actually, very lucky Shikora. But that's not what I'm referring to. Bring me a ride that shofar. So the idea of a shofar is a main tefillah. Yeah.
In a mitzvah, krasika.
That's excellent. When do we say it? A mitzvah krasika.
Halo.
Yeah, halo. I know you chacham and mishtana. When else do we say it? Right before kia shofar. How many times do we say it? Seven times. That's another discussion. That's for you. Maybe you and I will have that discussion because he's not a capitalist over here. You're the capitalist. Anyway, you and Rabbi Haber. Bekitzer, so the Minameitza Karasiko. And you, I thought you were going to bring me a further right. There's a Ran. A Ran Rosh Hashanah. And the Ran says in Rosh Hashanah, this is what you had in mind, undoubtedly. The Ran says in Rosh Hashanah, why do is it that we blow the shofar from the smaller, narrow aperture as opposed to blowing it from the wider part of the shofar? Dr. Ran, Minameitza Karasiko. The Ran brings that pasuk as a raya that we blow the shofar from the straitened circumstances. How do you spell straitened? S-T-R-A-I-T-E-N-E-D. As the Straits of Magellan. You may be familiar with. Excellent. Anyway, so we blow the shofar from the smaller piece. We're in a state of siege. We're in a difficult situation. All of us. We approach Hashem. How do we approach Hashem? Not you. You're tzaddikim. But how do I approach Hashem? With great trepidation, with great awe. Because I know my situation. It's a very difficult one. And therefore, we approach Hashem from the narrow, that's one of the rayas that Rav Soloveitchik brought, that shofar is a key mitzvah. But there are other rayas. I think another good raya, which is actually found in the Ramban Machamas Hashem, you know, there's a gentleman named Nachmanides, nice man, very fine fellow. Anyway, so he brings another raya. What is the bracha that we say on shofar? And the last bracha, the chasima. Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomea, Kol, Truas, Amo, Yisrael, Berachem. What does that bracha sound like to you? Another bracha, Shemana Esrei. Excellent. Sounds like Shomea Tefillah. It's exactly parallel to that bracha, Shomea Tefillah, Tzvah Salvechi. It's a Ramban, basically. And therefore, you see again, it's a Tefillah. But the Balatanya writes, what kind of Tefillah is this? It's a Tefillah without words. It's an animal, for example, if I step on an animal. If I step on an animal's toe, correct? The animal's going to cry out. The animal will cry out. The animal will shriek in an involuntary kind of way. That's what shofar is like. It's like an animal whose toes were stepped on, so to speak. By the way, don't step an animal's toes. That's also shumsab al chayim. Mani midis of the aisa, based on the Gemara, b'mitzvah, you probably know the Gemara, whatever the case is. So one should not do so. And but the shofar is like the tefillah. So that's a very significant aspect. Okay, all this, I haven't done anything yet. I literally have not even got to where I for the first 5 minutes. Yeah.
Isn't there also an opinion that we're supposed to use straight shofar?
Excellent. A Gemara. He knows the Gemara. The Gemara is machlokes. Shofar poshut or shofar kafuf. Correct? What shofar do we use? Kafuf. That's what we pass. Why is it kafuf? It means bent. Why the Gemara says? Exactly. The Gemara says that the more a person's heart is kafuf to Hashem, bent, that's the best kind of tefillah imaginable. It's another writer I saw that he brought 25 writers to the Shasod. Both Al Pi HaKabbalah, Al Pi Nigla, Al Pi Nisdar, many, many rise to this idea, but I don't want to go into all that right now, that's not my interest at this point. But anyway, I want to go back to my issue, which is what I want to discuss today, and that is the idea of Malchus, the Tenet of Shefras. Okay, so now, coming back, is everyone all right? Or I've already gone beyond my ken. I haven't done anything. By the way, Rabbi Salvation would sit shiurim for 7-8 hours. No problem at all. And I'm capable of doing that also. I'm not of his ilk. I don't come near his toenails. His kasulayim. But anyway, I think what I'm offering you is very significant, very important. It's not a little Hebrew I spoke there. Only he and I had this private kind of dialogue. Anyway, so the... I'll tell you what, I'm going to have a 5 minute break. Because you look like five towns that you can't handle anymore. You're from five towns, so for each town we'll give you 1 minute. So let's have a 5 minute break, and then we'll come back and you regroup us. Rosh Hashanah may be the most exalted Yom Tov in the Jewish calendar, to a large extent. Yom Kippur is more understandable, because you know what Yom Kippur deals with? Averos and Kapara. It deals with sins that I do, and hopefully Hashem will forgive me for those sins. Means you commit a crime, you regret, you repent, you exhort Hashem to grant you expiation, and she grant you kapara. Rosh Hashanah is much more complicated. Rosh Hashanah really expresses the emunah, the deep, profound emunah that a Jew has in Hashem Yisbarach. So let's start with Malchus, which of course I'm going to show you right here. What does Malchus mean? Just explain the word. And by the way, these ideas I'm going to show you in the three parts that I mentioned a second ago. What's included in Malchus? What ideas are included in the idea, the notion of Malchus? Number one, that Hashem is the creator of the world. We know we say it, Adon Olam, by the way, so I'll let you help. Every tefillah is supposed to start with Adon Olam and with Adon Olam. He was very into that, based on the Gemara Brachas. You know the Gemara. The Gemara says that there are several things that require chizuk. One of the things that requires chizuk is tefillah. The Gemara calls a pasuk. I spoke about it on Shabbos when I spoke about the Dabar Hashem Ori. Anyone remember? I said the last pasuk is repeated, it's double. You call Chazek, Kaveh al Hashem Chazak, Yom Tzvah Kaveh al Hashem. How did I explain it? Remember? I don't know, I used to listen to Rabbeim, I had this problem. But anyway, so the, what? Because there are two types, there's two different situations I described with Dabar Hashem. One is where a person has totally been talking to Hashem, that's the beginning. And the second one is where I'm in a Hester Potem situation. I'm in a hapless, hopeless situation, I'm frustrated, I'm disappointed, I'm suffering all kinds of issues and what have you, and yet I still have Bitachon. That's Kaveh Hashem, Chazak Yom Mitzvah Kaveh Hashem, in both circumstances. However, the Gemara says, tefillah requires chizuk. So Rashi comments, and the Gemara says, that you have to basically, after you finish davening, be ready to start all over again. I look forward to davening every day with tremendous, I don't know how should I describe it, simcha. The other day, I think I told you, when the chassim came and they didn't say tachanun. So I was a gentleman, I don't say tachanun, I get very upset. But I don't have a chance. But I went running over, the chassim had disappeared by then. I went running to wish him Mazel Tov. What? Kanuya. That's what it said like to me. He just came. Just
I knew he was going to say his name. And
ask don't say his name. Chas V'Shalom. Sure, he's a wonderful person. He got married the way I imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, Baruch Hashem.
Good hope.
What about during Nisan? It's a very sad time then.
Okay, I'm not here to discuss right now about Tachanun, but the reason why we don't say Tachanun in the Chodesh Nisan, as you know, because the month is a month of... As Rashi Megillah, but another Rashi Megillah. Rashi said that you may Nisim Holy Israel. Rashi Dafka speaks of Chodesh Nisan, the month of Adar and Nisan are juxtaposed. It's a Sugya Megillah, you're probably familiar with it. Rabbi Sheikh loves Megillah every year, you probably went through his course, etc. Anyway, but the idea of Malchus is that Hashem was alone before the world was created, And he's the one who determines what life is all about. He's covered everything. I said a moment ago, Eino levado, Rabbi Volozhin writes, Hashem is unique. And therefore, Hashem is existent par excellence. Rambam writes in Mordechuchim, Rambam points this out. And anything that exists only exists because of Hashem. Because Hashem shares his existence with us and with everything else. That's how the Rambam writes, Mamzi kol nimtza, Lashon Rambam Mordechuchim, Balatanya speaks a lot about this in Bukhi Torah and elsewhere. But essentially, you remember Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, what is your name? And what did Hashem answer? Ekeh, Asher, Ekeh. Pasuk in Shemais. Says the Rambam Mordechuchim, what does that mean? Or the way, Balkore, Balikriya, how do you read it? Vayomer Elokim el Moshe, Eyeh, Asher, Eyeh. You call that? Shnayim Bikur Vechatagu? I mentioned to you. Agamon Brachas, Adachab Shalom, Yahweh Rechusel Mishonim. I hope you have it anyway, but this will help you even more. You live to 140. Anyway, so the... so the Rambam writes that, what does that mean? It means that Hashem is existence, reality, par excellence. Anyway, Malchus is essentially that idea, but there's something else in Malchus. Namely, the world belongs to whom? Belongs to Hashem. He has a kinyan. Literally, he's king of the world. Could you bring me a raya from Sulki Magana? Maybe I'll mention it to you shortly. But the fact that Hashem owns the world, that the world is his, and the world is not just his, the world is basically consecrated to him, the world is has a kedusha to it. The Gemara brought in the sixth paragraph, as you know, the Gemara has the stira between two psukim. Namely, one pasuk says, Hashem lo arash lo atevel v'yoshiva, everything belongs to Hashem. And the other pasuk says what? Shemayim Shemayim Hashem. Answers the Gemara, kan kedem abracha, kan ne'acha abracha. Rabbi Soloveitchik has a beautiful essay on this topic in a segment called The Amazing Karon that has a shirt on the outside. A collection of gorgeous essays. I was there for that essay in Yiddish. And he points out, before the bracha, I have no right to partake of the world. The Gemara says, we need a six pack of have a base called Aden Ma'el Mazeb Le Bracha, Ma'al. If you're nana for this world without a bracha, you're guilty of Me'ilah. What is Me'ilah? You're nana from Hegdish. I have no right to be nana from Hegdish. What?
All the Mastakas.
You learned Pashas Vayikra? The end of Pashas Vayikra? Do you remember the end of Pashas Vayikra?
What is that?
Vayikra. Leviticus. There it mentions the following pasuk. Kisim omal vashem. V'chichesh ba'amiso b'bikodom. או בצומס יוד, או בגוזר, או אושק הסמיסו, או מוצא הבן לבחי חשבו ונשמע על שוקר, על החס, מכל אשר יעשה עוד מלאכתו מהימה. לא יוקי איך טוב אושק, או די אשומוס, אשם זה אילוס, אשם אילוס, יסי קרבנס in the morning?
I do.
ברוך השם, you are a very good man. He comes on time, he's my Rebbe Mubar. He comes on time, he's wonderful. Say קרבנס. אז הרבה שהיא he held us all as he said, Kabbalah said, Dinda Raisa, that's a Chiddush Gadol, but that's what he held.
Okay, I can't
discuss that. I just mentioned the Agav because the Pasha is not a Dindar Isa. The Gemara says, Kalaisa, Kitar Kabanas, Kilo Hikim Kabanas. If you're involved in Kabanas, it gives you a Makita Kabban. Doesn't sound like a Dindar Isa. But that's what he held. He had the whole, shall we say, along this base himself on that. Okay, but the third idea of Malki is that everything belongs to Hashem. Correct? Okay, so now I want to go and examine all three tefillos right now. I'll try to do so briefly. Just give you an overview, and hopefully by 5 to 12 or so, I guess I'll stop because I have no choice. Let's start on page number 1, number 2, number 3. Notice that 1, of course, has in there the first bracha shon esrei that you know, namely the bracha of Magen Avraham. The second bracha, that's Avos. The second bracha, of course, is Gevuros, which has Tfilas HaNesim. The Mishnah Tainis, as you probably know, famous Mishnah, you probably learned, that's what they learned, the Yeshiva, the Gila, Tainis. Why is that part of Gevuros? The answer is, the Gemara said there are three Maptechos, Gemara that Bez Meralf in Tainis. There are three Maptechos in the hands of Hashem. One is Tfilas HaNesim, two. What are the three keys that Hashem holds? Tfilas HaNesim, one. Two, Kshomim. Rain. Three, labor, giving birth. Those are the three keys, Matan of Yarashem, Agamara. We learned this Gemara when we were before Bar Mitzvah. I was Zalcha before my Bar Mitzvah to finish all Seder Mayim. The Gemara is a Mayim. No Rashi, just the Gemara. There's someone who learned with me. As a matter of fact, there's someone who learned with me. His grandson is in the Kotel there. I won't tell you who it is. He's in the Kotel. He introduced himself to me a few days ago. A very outstanding young man. No one? He has outstanding parents, outstanding grandparents. What's the suffix? Anyway, what happens now? Three. You see two? After Kodosh, we should have Kodosh going to three. So what happened? We should have said Hokel HaKodosh. Or HaMelech HaKodosh, which is the correct bracha, as you know, on the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Also, we have a whole, shall we say, you would say a whole Megillah. Of V'chein Tein Pachtecha, V'chein Tein Kova, V'chein Tzadikim. What is going on here? What, you forgot about the bracha? So there's what to say here, but this needs several hours of separate discussion. But clearly, what's the theme of it? V'chein Tein Pachtecha. By the way, let me just tell you, Derech Agav, Rabbi Soloveitchik said over many times, he was approached by a psychologist who told him, Rabbi, what are they trying to do to us? Make us feel guilty? Look at the pasuk. On two. How many words are used here to describe fear? The first word? Baha. Next. Ve'emoscha. What's the second word? Ema. Next. Yiraucha. Thank you. Yiraucha Galamasim. Number four. Ishtachalu. Why are they using so much language? Said the psychologist of Soloveitchik. What are they trying to do? Make us feel guilty? And what's the answer? Your dog too. They're trying to make you feel guilty. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur. You should feel guilty. You should feel guilty of what you've done the entire year, or what you haven't done that you're supposed to do, and that's what's going on with you. Now, each of these words has a different meaning. Of course, you have to know Tanakh well, in order to be able to discriminate between the words. I'm not going to go into that right now, the Rav did. And then it continues. Moshe Yadana, meaning the first paragraph of two. Yadana Hashem Elokeinu Shaltan Lefanecha. What does Shaltan mean?
Rules.
Sholeit, he rules, thank you. Oz B'yodcha, Adruah B'minecha. And then we go on. V'chein Ten Kavar Hashem Ni'amecha. Hashem should honor his people, call Yisrael. We're the ones who hope to Hashem. We're the ones who believe in Hashem. And then Simcha Le'artzecha, Sasim Le'irecha. And then V'chein Tzadik of Yerub Yismacha, and then Timloch. Basically, you have here the idea of Malchus, and then we have the bracha on the top of three, HaMelech HaKadosh. Okay, so somehow we have three brachas at the Havos.
Part of Malchus?
Excellent kasha. That's the kasha I was on. What I wanted you to ask, but you're on top of everything. Yes. This is the source of the whole sugi in Rosh Hashanah. Machlokes Tanoim. What's Machlokes Tanoim? Where does Malchus belong? Does Malchus belong in the bracha of Zisayom, or does it belong where we really have it, which is in the fourth bracha? Fourth, fifth, and sixth. So it's Machlokes Tanoim. So apparently this opinion was not completely rejected. That's what Absalom said. Also, the Yerushalmi is mashma like that. And then what do? We incorporated that opinion slightly, partially, in the bracha to Sayyid. I'm not going to go into the different opinions right now. That's a separate discussion. Let's go further. I'm reading now, after I just read three, we start with Atta B'chatonu, that's Kamet Erish Mahasai, you probably know. Now we're about to deal with the Sayyid. But didn't learn Hashem Elkeinu B'Avo. And what is Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah called? There are four names of Rosh Hashanah. Yom Hazikar, number two. Rosh Hashanah, number three. Yom Tua, number four. Yom Adi. Four names of Rosh Hashanah. That's a nomenclature. Four different names of Rosh Hashanah. Here we call it Yom HaZikara. And Yom Truah. I'm sorry? Yes, of course there is. And there needs a long explanation, which I can't do right now because that's not my interest. This one, you have to ask me another time. Bli Nedar. I shall try to deal with it. Bli Nedar. I say Bli Nedar. I had my father, Zechen and Rahim, used to say every time he promised something, Bli Nedar, Bli Shua, Bli Kaina, Bli Cheren, Bli Shamta, Bli Yoram. That's how he used to say it. But you're being cute. Anyway, Nechata Eino, and now going to four. Four, you have the Karbonos, this is very common. And now, all of a sudden, five, suddenly in the middle of this bracha, the fourth bracha, what do we start with? Olenu Shabbat. What are we introducing now?
Malchus.
Now, I want to explain to you something, and if you hear what I'm saying now, and absorb it, and integrate it, and remember it, it will be, according to my humble opinion, redound to your credit for the rest of your life. Olenu consists of two parts. The first section is Olenu L'Shabbat. I underline the word Olenu L'Shabbat. What is the first paragraph? Whom is the first paragraph talking about?
Us.
Excellent. Us meaning? Klal Yisrael. Take a look. Olenu L'Shabbat Adon HaKol. We praise Hashem. He's the Adon HaKol. By the way, the Rav said a whole shiur once on this Gemara's office. The word Adon. Now who's the first person to use the word Adon? Avraham Avinu. When did he say? He says, Ad Nusa Lokim Bamayidaki Rashana, it's a sugi nadaram. Rabbi Daki Roshena, Adus expresses the idea Hashem is the proprietary owner of the entire world. He owns the world judicially, juridically. He is the proprietor. What do you mean proprietor? The Balabais of the Gatsadot. So it says Alenu Shabbat refers to us. And then how do I know it's us? Take a look. Shalom Asanu. Who's that talking about? Wait. Even from Chavsayim they understand that. Below Samanu. Wait. Shalom Asam Kalkain. No. We. Goraleng. No. We're not like them. Who's them?
Goyim.
Correct. The Goyim, the rest of the world. You know why? Shehei Mishtachadim Lehem Barak. We follow Ben Eli Yoshia. That's why there was a minute when I was a little kid. They had spittoons in the shuls I dominated in. You won't believe it. And they said, Shvayos. What?
You spit and you got up to...
You don't have it today. I remember that when I saw that as a little kid, I was beyond myself, besides myself. I was exasperated beyond belief. It's against the Gemara Chagiga. They forgot the Gemara Chagiga.
Can't spit in the shul.
What?
Can't spit in the shul.
It said that's a din. It's a Gemara. Also, the Gemara says a Chagiga that I'll call Ne'elam. The Gemara dashes a pasuk. I'll call Ne'elam. If you do something in front of your friend that is not so... What's the term? That's so pleasing. That's awesome. Most. It's awesome. So that was the Gemara I had. I couldn't deal with it. But there was such a minute. They used to basically collect the spittle in the course of their davening, and then they would expectorate into this spittoon. I couldn't deal with it. Okay, I'm a bit of a mafuna, not like you. You're a fine fellow. I'm a mafuna. You know what a mafuna is? I'm finicky. A little fastidious. A little squeamish. So I had difficulty, I also speak English. Anyway, so I had difficulty somehow dealing with this phenomenon. Thank God it ended. I remember when I was a kid, but I saw it as a little kid. Okay, back here. But we are expressing back to the fact, Shelo asani goy, Shelo asani goy, Shelo yosani 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 goy. We're expressing the fact that we have a simcha that Hashem created us as members of Klal Yisrael, that we can devote ourselves to Hashem Yisbarach. That's what it says in this first paragraph of Olema. Because what do they do? You know whom they, shall we say, are prostrating themselves to? The Hevel Marik. Whom is following? They're davening to whom? El Eil Yoshia. However, Anachnu. Korin, Mishtachadim, Mimodim, Bidnei Melam Alfi, Amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are Sameach Michalkeinu. Alba washrenu matan Michalkeinu. Now, take a look at the second paragraph. I'll give you a comment. What's the theme of the second paragraph? The hope and expectation that the entire world will recognize Malchus Hashem. Right now, what is the present situation? A sordid one. S-O-R-D-I-D. Meaning? Not ideal. Not optimal. Because who recognizes Hashem? Only we. But what do we want? What's the idea of Malchus? Tzvei dinim of Malchus. One, the present matzah. And two, the ultimate hope that the entire world will recognize Hashem. That's in the second paragraph. Al kina kavod of Hashem okay. Liros mehera. Vahavim gilulim minoretz. V'alilim, all the idols shall be utterly destroyed. One second, Rav. V'chol b'nei boso yikul v'shmecho. Who should recognize Hashem?
All b'nei boso.
Which is the key word in the second paragraph? One word.
Kol.
Kol. Take a look how many times it's repeated. Kol b'nei boso yikul v'shmecho. Lachmo zeylecho. Kol v'shmeretz. Yakir v'yegu. Kol yishrek zeylo. Ki l'chaticha. Kol b'era. Tishama. Kol v'shem. Agamon nida. But I didn't learn that.
Well, you're gone.
So, we see here, we want universal acceptance of Hashem. That's the Tzvei two ideas in Malchus. I must go further, otherwise I will not finish before 5 to 12. I will finish 5 to 12 at night. Isaac, I hope I'm not being mitzar you.
I love it.
Baruch Hashem, Hashem should bless you. Ed, what do you want to say, Denny?
And then why don't we do Kiryu on Goyim? Which is to get them to see Hashem.
It is Kiryu on Goyim.
You know the Gemara in Yuma?
Of course not.
He's quite a comical fellow. The Gemara says, "We are after Hashem Elokecha, sheyehei Shem Shamayim Nisayev al Yodecha, that you, by virtue of your action, should create a shame. Kiddush Hashem. You are a Kiddush Hashem. You're a walking Kiddush Hashem. And the non-Jew sees you, they right away want to become Jewish, because unfortunately the Goyishe Welt, you know what goes on there? Every imaginable buffoonery, debauchery, and skullduggery imaginable. But they see you, Harav Gurari. They say, wow, it's good to be a Jew. Yashmas, great as an arrow, full of devotion, kavonis, kedusha, tava.
It never happened.
You take this and just give me. Goes on the tongue. You are a very fine young man, according to my humble opinion. Anyway, the kids are, so that's exactly what's going on. We want the entire world to accept Baruch Hashem. However, there's no din of Kiruv. We're not looking to the Megayar people.
The Shepherd thinks Kiruv is the most important thing to our religion.
It's Pashut. That's why, basically, we teach Torah in yeshivas in order to be Mekarev. You, Baruch Hashem, all of you, are people who are already Abnei Aliyah. You're among the those that are clearly moving in an upward trajectory. But we want to be Mechazik you even more. We want all you to become massive Tamei Chachamim. Halavai Gedolei Yisrael. Halavai, halavai. Anyway, let me go further.
So,
Lehman
is the Nihilah.
What?
Lehman is basically Nihilah.
It's the very epicenter of Malchus. So we have two paragraphs, which expresses the idea of Malchus, the duality, namely, the present situation, only we recognize Hashem, and the open hope that the entire world recognizes Hashem. I continue. On the bottom, now I told you the attempts that we're getting out now. So this is like the introduction. Introduction is what? Essentially, definition of terms. We're defining the term Malchus. A glossary, index, table of content. We got my drift?
Excellent.
So now, we turn to the second section, which is Psukim. I'm now going to bring 10 Psukim to bring a raya to all these ideas. Which is the first pasuk? Kakos v'sara secha? Shem yinach l'alabu, the bottom of 5. Now going on to 6. Second pasuk, v'nemar. I told you, 3 Psukim in the Torah, 3 Ksuvim, 3 Nevi'im, 1 Torah. Take a look. The first one was Hashem yinach l'alabu. Obviously, it has to have in it some idea of Malchus, the word yinach. Next. Again, the idea of Melech. Number 2, there's a big machlokes of Rishonim. On this pasuk, what does it refer to? Does it refer to Hashem as Melech or Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu has a din Melech. You know the Amud Shita? Moshe has a din Melech. And this is one of the proofs that's brought by Yibishur Melech. So there are how many psukim in the Torah quoted here?
Three.
Let's go on to the next. The second is from Ksuvim. Divrei Kotshecha. Why are Ksuvim called Divrei Kotshecha? Because it's written, wow, Ruach HaKedesh. Not Ruach Nebuah, that's Nevi'im, are written Ruach Nebuah. Ksuvim are written Ruach HaKedesh. What difference is Ruach HaKedesh and Nebuah? Needs a whole course. But to put it very simply, my Rebbe, Rav Zvi Kanatapki Zatzal, he defined it this way, in 1967. He said that Ruach HaKedesh, he is what he, language that he used, I'm just quoting him. Sali, Avi, here's what he said. A heightened experience of the present. Mashenki Nebuah is a telegraphic, futuristic, prophetic kind of notion. You get what he's saying? One is I have more or less what is happening right now around me, but I have a more enhanced kind of understanding of what's happening around me. Mashenki Nebuah is the future. The VM I hope to tell us what's going to be. So that's what it says. Let's take a look. There should be 3 psukim here. How many are there? Take a look at the count. Hashem Abucha Moshe Bagoyim, number 1. V'ne'emar, Hashem Malchi Yosovesh, number 2. V'ne'emar, Sushar, which day do we say the Sushar? Which Mizmor? Which day?
Sunday,
correct. How many psukim are there in Sushar? A bit more than one, would you say?
Four.
What? There are 4 psukim there. So, isn't this a violation of what the Gemara says? 3, 3, 3, and 1? It's Kasha. My father discussed with me when I was a little kid, way before my Bar Mitzvah. the kasha that I just asked.
The
middle section is 10 psukim. Three from the Torah, three psukim, three neviim, and one from the Torah. This middle section from three of the Torah is fine. Three psukim, there's more than three psukim. There are actually six psukim of the psukim here. The violation. Okay, the answer, of course, really is you can have more. However, that's not what my father told me. My father told me the following. You know what? I learned this when I was 8 years old. You know why? I had to memorize the Torah. I told you, I also got a nickel for every tefillah that I memorized. And then when I knew the words, the translation, I got another nickel. Boy, you got away pretty cheaply. Oh, they say here, I was a friar. You know what a friar is? How do you translate friar? I don't want to use the word.
It's like a
no. Someone was taking advantage of it, let's put it nicely. There's another word, S-U-C-K-E-R. But okay, whatever the case is, taking advantage of it. But you know something? I look back at it, the greatest moment of my life that my father did that. I got to know David. So here's what my father told me. And then years later, I heard Rav Soloveitchik say, she had this, I almost flipped out. He basically said what my father said, it could have been 5 hours. He explained it all in this beautiful way. Look at the middle psukim. These psukim I had difficulty, Avi, remembering. You know why? It repeats itself. I can never remember this. Sushar Rashecha, Minasa Bisayola, Say I'm sorry. The other are Hakavah. Then these are Hakavah. Hashem is the Gibor. Hashem gives him a Chavah. Then Nachavah. Sushar B'Shechem. Vesup Yisrael. The other are Hakavah. Mi Yuzer Hakavah. Hashem Tov HaNazelah. I had more difficulty remembering these four psukim than the entire field. It's just repetitive. It doesn't seem to be doing anything. Here's what my father said. Isaac. Listen, Yosef. Yosef Shlita. There are three distinctions between the two sets of couplets. My father called the couplets, two psukim and then two psukim. What are the three distinctions? The first time it says su, the second time it says, I should say rather, su behinasu. The second time it says su, and then usu, not behinasu. That's distinction number one. Distinction number two, now look, it's the first time it says mi zeh mel hakavah, the second time it says mi hu zeh. Distinction three, to answer the question mi zeh, first time it says Hashem Yisrael Zegibra, and the second time it says, Hashem's father is an Al HaKabot Selah. Three distinctions. So my father said, what are these three distinctions? And here's what he told me. And then later I was salivating, wow, at great length, pointed this out. The difference between, if you know some diktok, that's the problem. You have to have a little bit of diktok. What's the difference between su and hinasu? Hinasu means against your wishes. We tell the gates of the world, open up the gates, but if you don't want to open them up, I'm going to open them up. Hashem says, I don't care with you. Russia, Soviet Union, from way back. God is dead, and all that. They'll be forced to open up the gates. That's the first time he knows them. What do they say when Hashem says open up the gates? You know what they say? Mizeh melech hakavod. Who in tarnation's name do you think you are? They say to the Almighty, God is dead. Mizeh with chutzpah. Who else used such a language in the Torah? I'll give you a hint. In Shemos, when Moshe Rabbeinu came with his calling card and told Paro Melech Mitzrayim about Hashem, what did Hashem say? What did Moshe say? Yeah. What did Paro say, rather? Mi Hashem asher eshma bekolu l'shalach es Yisrael. Lo yodati es Hashem, v'gam es Yisrael, lo ha-shaleach. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. With impudence, with temerity, with chutzpah. That's the same thing here. They don't want to accept Hashem. Tami Mishayim is not interested in God. Kuba, Yav Yifanyom Mepoko. He's not interested in God. Excuse me?
Dog.
That's probably correct. However, the whole idea of Malchus, I told you, is Tzvei Dinin. I've said Tzvei Dinin. Number one, the present situation. Only we recognize Hashem and not them. But the whole idea of Malchus is that they should recognize it also. So look what my father said. The second time around, it's no longer Hinasu, it's Su. The second time around, it's no longer Mizer with Chutzpah, but rather, pray tell, what is he like? Mizer with Chutzpah, can you describe him to me? Finally, instead of Hashem Yisrael Zegibor, you know what Hashem Yisrael Zegibor means? The first time they refuse to accept Hashem, so you know what Hashem says? I will huff, and I will puff, and I'll blow your house down. Hashem Yisrael Zegibor, like a Humpty Dumpty, Abdul. Hashem Yisrael Zegibor, Hashem Yisrael Mechava. And the last time, no longer. Hashem Tzvokos, Sivach HaKavot Selah. So basically, you have here the idea of Malchus expressed in these four psukim. So it's really how many psukim? It's not four psukim. My father says, well, one person, one yisod, one idea. Mainly, I have three psukim. Kach shamati me'avi mori, zechatzari divracha. And then I heard later from Rav Soloveitchik, zechatzari divracha. Shi'urim, al gabi shi'urim, al gabi shi'urim. He said on these psukim, same yisod. Next. Last three psukim come from where? Nevi'im, Aydeh, Avadecha, Nevi'im. Why is the Navi called an Eved? Do you remember Eved? You learned Yeshua, Sevi Yeshua? 1 second. Sevi Yeshua, you learned? Vayi, Achavei, Moshe. First passage of Yeshua.
I learned it.
Okay, I hope you will, Mr. Hashem. Achavei, Moshe, Ever Hashem, the Radak on the spot. Radak, Rabbi Kimchi, he's probably related to the Kimchi I mentioned earlier. The guy used to come to the shiur, Rabbi Ebsel. Anyway, only 800 years later, it's all right. Kimchi, Kimchi. Zerashava, Kimchi, Kimchi. Anyway, so the last section has three psukim from the beginning. Take a look. Koma Hashem, Ani Risham, Ani Achron, Ma'alei, Elokim, V'nem, Ma'alei, Moshim, Ba'atzion, number two, Ha'ay Hashem, Levach, Lavach, number three. And that's 3, 3, 3. And the last passage is where? Yisarasa Fatora. Shema Yisrael Hashem Okeh Hashem Yechav. By the way, Shema Yisrael, so as you said, is the epitome, the very quintessence of Malchus. Dovi, are you with us? I'm trying not to completely put you away.
Oh, I'm with
you. Excellent. May Hashem bless you. Yisarasa Kasulema says Rashi in Chumash. Is that Rashi translated this passage? Shema Yisrael Hashem Shehu Achshav Elokeinu. Who is Hashem the God of?
Us.
What do we hope and what do we pray? Sheyeh Hashem Echad, Shema Echad, the Kol Olam Kulo. So that passage exactly expresses the duality of Malchus. That's also as you said. So here we have the second section of Malchus, Psukim, that corroborate the idea. Now let's go to the third section, which is on the next page, number 7. Here you have a summation. And as I mentioned earlier, the summation is going to have one critical word. Because this word expresses the very idea of what Malchus is all about, namely, we want the entire world to recognize Hashem. So we say, Elokeinu Elokeinu say, Meloch al
Kol.
Kol ha'olam. Kulo. V'hinosei al Kol ha'oretz v'korecha. V'hofa v'adar go mizecha al Kol yoshei se'melatzecha. V'yeda Kol po'ul ki ato v'yalto. V'yavid Kol yatsur. Every single human being.
Is this Bakasha?
What would you say?
Yeah.
When is Bakasha also? Shabbos. Shabbos is the Issa Bakasha. Yom Tov, it's not ideal, as I mentioned, Rav Chaim Voloshiner, the Grom. However,
I thought Shabbos was the Issa Bakasha because you finished your mash and your bracha.
No, the Issa Bakasha on Shabbos because of, as I said, Oneg. But you would say that Sunday and Yom Tov the same because there's a mitzvah simcha on Yom Tov. Perhaps that is also not in sync with the idea of Bakasha.
We still say this on Shabbos, though.
Yeah, we say it on Shabbos, we say it both times, but the question is a good question, which Joey asked. But anyway, the last part is we ask Hashem to be Molech al kol ha'olam kula b'chodecha. Hashem should rule over the entire world. And as I said, the key word is the word kol. Yavin kol yitzur ki atzor yitata. Not every being, literally. The world is divided, Ramban writes into four categories. Domim, sameach, chai, medaber. There's the inorganic matter, vegetable matter, chai, animal matter, medaber, that... Mutakalimun, you know the Mutakalimun, Hamadabrim. The Rambam speaks to the Arab philosophers, the ability to speak, that's how we have our uniqueness, how do we see them from the Targum Ungulus. Vayyodam and Nefesh Chayyah, Leruach Mamalala. The person became Nefesh Chayyah, Psukim and Mephomish. Leruach Mamalala, the ability to, shall we say, express ourselves, that expresses the uniqueness of the human being. Okay, anyway, one more question I want to raise here in this before I finish this whole thing, another 15 minutes or so, and that is the Bracha ends with Baruch Ata Hashem. Melech HaKol Aretz, Pekadosh Yisrael, V'yomach Yikosh. There's a problem with Bracha, it's against the Gemara, against several Gemaras. The Gemara has a principle, Eicheis V'mishtayim. You're not supposed to have a Bracha that has two themes. Now that. So this has two themes. One is Melech HaKol Aretz, and two? Pekadosh Yisrael, V'yomach Yikosh. So of course, what's the answer? Exactly. 100%. You're a man right on the ball. You should be saying Shurim. I hope you will shortly.
He's lying.
The Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah is what? Malchus. That is the Dusayot. That's what Rasa always said many times. It's not his chiddush, it's his rishonim. Ramban says it almost before. And that's why it's not a violation of Chesed Mishnayim, because here, as you can see, you have essentially the two combined represent what Malchus is all about. Okay, let's go to the other two.
The two ideas are Melech HaKol Aretz and Mikdash Yisrael.
Exactly identical. Means the whole idea of Kedusha Sayom, Mikdash Yisrael, Yom Zikaron, is intertwined with what? With Melech HaKol Aretz. The whole idea of Rosh Hashanah, if the idea would be Mamlech Hashem as Melech HaKol HaOlam, we're anointing Hashem as King of the Universe, and that's embedded in this Lashon of the Bracha, Melech HaKol HaOlam, Mekadosh Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron. Let's go on to Zichronos, You'll tell me what the ideas are of Zichronos. Something is pretty obvious. I don't think you have to be. You need a doctorate to know what the Zichronos is all about. Let's start from the top of the page, number 8. Atah Zocher Maaseh Olam. Ufokei Kol Yitzurei Kerem. Just tell me what ideas are found over here. Even if you have a general, very general sense of Hebrew without knowing, shall we say, a lot of specifics, what exactly is found, what's embedded, what ideas are found here in the idea of Zichronos, and say, Atah Zocher Maaseh Olam. What does that mean? Hashem what? He remembers, correct? Hashem has a, obviously a very long-term memory. Ufogit kol yitzuri kedem. And what does he do? And he obviously, what else does he do? What do you mean, ufogit kol yitzuri kedem? Hashem, exactly. He remembers actually all human beings, or all beings, and then I'll read a bit further so you'll get the general sense of it. Lefanecha niglu kol ta'alumos v'hamon v'storos v'vibrations. There are no secrets. Hashem is Baruch, he knows everything. Ki ein shikol v'netisa kodecho. Means the memory of Hashem is Baruch. Again, there are two types of memories. One memory is called the cognitive memory. And that is the notion that details that are within our consciousness, means I hopefully remember my name, my address. I don't know if some of you may observe the shlokot of Shalyan Shmonesrei. Remember as we say your name, because otherwise you're afraid when you come to Beit HaShemava. In 20 years you'll be so frightened that you won't remember your name, so he said it's possible again and again and again. This is how you'll be able to remember your name before Bezer Shabbalah. Anyway, that's one kind of memory. And then, of course, the second kind of memory that a person walking down the street to remember his bar mitzvah, even though it happened 50 years ago. So that's a different type of memory. And here, we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's memory. Hashem does not forget. He doesn't have to remember. He doesn't forget anything. So that's what we mentioned over here. And that's basically, it's a permanent kind of memory, and it's an accurate kind of memory. And obviously, past, present, and future are irrelevant to Hashem Yisbarach. That's what we say over here. Ein Shikha, by the way, the long Mishmar essay that I daven, I usually only daven 3 times a year. Namely, 2 days of Shana, 1 day of Kippur. That's it. Otherwise, I don't daven.
In general?
Not with Kabbalah. I try to daven Kabbalah or Shana and Kippur. Shalosh Pamim Bashana, Yeruaya Kol Zechurcha. I'm half joking, but not half joking. I tried to daven Rosh Hashanah and Kippur with literally with all my heart and soul, and I say every word, I savor every word. How do you spell the word savor?
S-A-V-O-R,
meaning?
P-O-U-R.
Two in the Oxford Dictionary. Whatever the case is, to savor means to relish, to cherish, to feel every single word. That's what people daven, a very long daven, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. I don't know if you remember. Maybe Rabbanim, but you are zeichet to know. You'll see how they daven. So in fact, we're telling Hashem, he's beyond time, not past, present, and future. I'm reading a bit further. Atzazogas kol amifo. Hashem remembers everything, correct? And his memory is an ongoing kind of memory. And of course, in the middle, I'm skipping that a little bit, that he's going to remember everything that we did, and also he's going to remember something else, which of course is to our credit, maybe Akedah Sitzlach. That everything is revealed and known to Hashem from the beginning of time to the end of time, and Hashem's supervision is eternal, is unending, and of course, Rosh Hashanah plays even closer attention to us. And then you have many psukim. Let's start with the psukim, okay? Let's skip to that already. Number 9. You see number 9? Kakosim Sarasecha. Yisrael came as Noah. Hashem remembered, if you recall Noah, he remembered his good deeds. Rashi quotes it in the Chumash, the Medrash on Chumah, as well as the animal's good deeds. What are the animal's good deeds? The Gemara said, you probably know. They didn't corrupt the ways. There was no maidens in different species. The Gemara said, anyways, that's what the Hashem remembered. I continue. Vayishma Elokim is not kosim. Second pasuk. Zachat is bisi yako. Third pasuk. Okay, 3 psukim in the Torah. Next. Udire kachra, the one we're going to have now. 3 psukim from where? From Ksuvim. Zecher osel mitlosev chanan racham avita. Chan Racham Hashem, sorry. Second pasuk. The Nehemiah, Terah pasuk, the way up. It's slightly cut off. I'm sorry. I didn't do a good job of Xeroxing. Yisgal Dol and Briso. The Nehemiah. Yisgal Dol and Briso. So here we have again.
It serves as one purpose.
I'm sorry?
It serves as one purpose. That Hashem can do all these things. Therefore, I understand how this is.
Malchus
is Malchus.
Okay,
we're understanding this is.
Zichronos is not Malchus.
No, I know. That's the point.
Well, okay, I started to explain it, but then I went to the psukim. So you tell me in a nutshell what the point of Zichronos is.
That's my question.
That's not your question. Look at the Pesukim. You see right away what the presence of Chama says. You yourself can figure it out. It's not so complicated. What have we started with? After Zochir Masi Olam, Hashem remembers every single deed that a human being does.
Is this to recognize his greatness?
Of course. The reason, the fact that Hashem remembers, his memory is, as I said, of an eternal nature that has in it, obviously, both a positive and a negative element. The negative, of course, is that things that we did that were not, shall we say, so But beyond that, Hashem also remembers the good deeds that we did and also Akedah Sinsov, which is a big source. What was that? Yes, yes. But the point that the whole thing is also regarding the middle, means, again, the Rosh Hashanah, you know, is the birthday of the world. How do you know that? We say in the Davening, Hayom Haras Olam, today is the birthday of the world. The Gemara actually discussed this when the world was created. But anyway, back to Zichronos, just quickly, briefly, just to finish this, because I want to finish this.
Isn't
another 10 minutes or so, what?
Isn't an algebra where you remember this? Because it's like when you're using this computer as well. He remembers all the screws of
what Yes, yes, that's what we just said a second ago. That's what he pointed out. That Hashem, in effect, remembers. And but what's most significant, of course, is the Akedas Yitzhak, which is Mesiras Nefesh, on the part of Yitzhak Avinu, and also all of us in Pagisa are Mesiras Nefesh constantly by Hashem, by performing the mitzvahs, by doing, shall we say, that which we're supposed to do. And so Hashem remembers Tal Yisrael, also the kindness that we followed. Left Echachav Amidba Be'aretz Lazua, that's one of the psukim that's quoted in the next section, Adi Abadech HaNaviyim. You see that? Kor Hashem Zachaz L'Chesed Nuvayach. And then going on to number 10, on the right-hand corner, lower part of the page, Aben Yaakov Defaim. It's a very lot of beautiful Nagunas, Aben Yaakov. You know something? That is the nicest one. I tried to... Aben Yaakov He's one of the Rishonim. It says, Aben Yaakov de Ephraim. Ephraim, Klal Yisrael is compared to Aben Yaakov. You know what Aben Yaakov means?
Precious.
A precious child. The other Shashuim. There's a toy store here that's still called Kfar Shashuim. They sell all kinds of tchotchkes. Shashuim, tchotchkes. Toys. But what is Shashua? A child that you dandle. I have a little granddaughter. She's been in my house a lot lately. I call her, her name is Bela. She's a cutie pie. Bela, Bela, Bela. And she finally learned how to say, Zaydi, Zaydi. She's about a year and a half, I think less than that. She's a cutie pie. It's not much. Yella Chashuin. Recently she became a terrorist. She has two brothers who are terrorists in Kalon. They attack her, they're older. So I told her, someone starts out with you, you give back to them. She learned how to smack them. I love it. She gives them a good smack back. Anyway, here's the problem. Kimidek Dabribo, when I speak about Ephraim, Zohar Eskoyenu, I remember him. What comes first? Is Zechira or Dibur? Really?
No, here it's the
Exactly the problem.
Yeah.
Usually what comes first? Exactly. First you think of something, Zechira, then the Dibur, then you express it. Here it's Kumfakir. Answered Rav Soloveitchik. Only he could give such an answer. One of the Dodi Harishonim. You know what the word Zachar means? Not to remember. But it means where the Ramban defines it in Yisrael. Zochas Yom HaShabbos Zekatcha. What does that mean, Zochar there?
Sanctify.
Incorrect. Just when I say it, it doesn't mean, you say it means. You chacham understand you. Anyway, kitzur.
Sanctify?
No.
Do that.
The Ramban translates Zochas Yom HaShabbos Zekatcha. To look forward to the Shabbos. To anticipate the Shabbos.
So that's what we're doing here?
This Zohar says the Rav Soloveitchik the same thing. It doesn't mean to remember, but rather
to
look forward, to anticipate the yachas with Hashem is Baruch that I am, the closeness, the intimate relationship that we have. That's what it means. Can you dig that? When I speak about Hashem is Baruch, Zohar is good. I'm in love with Hashem is Baruch. It's a mitzvah of Avos Hashem. To love Hashem is Baruch. V'ahavta Avos Hashem Elokecha. He said in the Kriyashma. Okay, that was just Derech Agav. There's one little problem that, by the way, you should come to your attention. I won't be able to discuss it today because it's too long an issue. I said three, and what's the last pasuk? There's no last pasuk yet. The fellow who wrote it forgot how to count. Where's the last pasuk found in the last section? So what is going on? Make up your mind. In Malchus, it's found where? In the middle section. In Zichonus, it's found where? In the last section. Let's take a look at the Shofros. Shofros is the last part, the third bracha. We sat there for 9-10 hours at Tisha B'Av, from 9 o'clock in the morning to close to Shkia. Without salvation, not we, 2,000 people. I had no problem. I was on the pinions of eagles.
The iPhone generation.
I am trying to change your very nature.
Our nature is the nature of us.
11. 11 is Shofros. You know what the main theme of Shofros is? What's the main theme of Shofros? I'll tell you what it is. You know what it is? Gilu Shrina. It's our solution to find Shofros. Because Shofar heralds, which Shofar do we talk about here? The Shofar of Mad Torah, and then of course ultimately the Shofar of Moshiach Tzidkenu. So look at the bottom. The bottom is the introduction. That's the introduction. Definition of terms, glossary, index, table of contents, like I told you earlier. Mm-hmm. Correct? What are we doing? Hilo Shechina. Then in the middle, on the bottom of 11, Kakas Shechina 7. Let's start the Tukim. Vayom HaShishi is 1. Vayom on the bottom line, Vayikal HaShemah number 2. 11. 12, going to 12. Moshe Yidaber, Nehem HaKol Amrim HaSakolos 3. Next, the B'nir Yekot Shecha. Here we have another problem. In the section that has Ksuvim, all of Kim Mesuah is 1 Pasuk, Machatzotis is 2. Tikkun HaKadosh Shomer is 3, and then we start with the Hamalukas. How many Tukim is that? Much more than, shall we say, the 3 Tukim. We got about 6 Tukim here, 7 Tukim. So what does our Solomon say to this in his inimitable fashion? Says the Rav, when you are in the presence of Shechina, and you feel the Gila Shechina in front of you, what do you start doing? Dancing and singing! Adin Shira! In the presence of the Hashem, you start singing. Hamalukas. I daven actually Musa, even though I'm not right to daven anything. But I daven Musa Hashem and Kippur, and I sing like this. When we say Venema, Hallelujah, la la la, Hallelujah, Kel Bekocha,
Hallelujah, Kiyahuza, Hallelujah, Bekurasa, Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. He starts dancing and singing. So that's all one pasuk. That's how he resolved this problem. Okay, next at the bottom of 12. The 3 psukim from the Nevi'im. I can't go into it right now. Go on to page number 13. The last paragraph, of course. Now, what do we have over here? We mentioned that in Malchus, the last pasuk of Torah is found in the middle section. In Zichronos, it's found where? On the bottom. What about in Shofros? Let's see what we have over here. Also at the bottom. So 2 against 1. That obviously is not an answer to the question. This needs a shiur for 5 hours to explain why is there a distinction between the last two and the first.
I have a question. The Rav said that these are added because you're in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
My wife shares me almost 5 for 12.
I'll ask her.
Yes. Okay, I more or less just giving you a brief overview. These are the most beautiful tefillos in the world. I'm telling you, I'm in love with it. Since I'm 5 years old, maybe before that, I'm elevated literally to a catapulted to a matzah. Anyway, you can turn the thing off. Thank you. I would like to say more sure, but I don't think